All right. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. I am Melinda Simmons. Welcome to Discover Life Jumpstart Call. I will be your host this morning, and I hope you enjoy a short word from the Lord this morning. We'll get started with a word of prayer. Father God, we just come before you this morning to say thank you, God, to say good morning, to say just that we're thankful for this opportunity and this privilege to come before you, God. God, meet everyone here, God, and give us a word, an individual word, God, for each person on the call. God, we honor you. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, you guys, let's get started with this word this morning. You know, one of the things I love about doing this call is, you know, you guys are going to get whatever God's placed on my heart for that week. It's like having an audience for your own private prayer and Bible study time. So here we go. And what has been on my heart this week has been the topic of love and sacrifice. Love and sacrifice. So a couple of days ago, someone I went to high school with posted on Facebook a question, simple question, and it just caught my attention. And it said, you know, do you believe in the five love languages? And, you know, if you're not familiar with the five love languages, it's a concept that, you know, people have a primary way that they express and receive love. So there are five different love languages. Some people express love with acts of service, some with quality time, some with gifts, some via physical touch, others words of affirmation. And so over the years, I've read up on this concept and kind of studied myself and have discovered that I am an acts of service person. Right. So I don't really feel love from, say, my spouse or my family members or those close to me without some form of serving of me. And by serving, I mean, you know, helping me with things or considering my needs or, you know, sacrificing for me. So I had a thought this week that, you know, just like demonstrating love to Melinda, to me, requires sacrifice. Demonstrating love for God requires sacrifice as well. So we are going to go to two different scriptures to kind of unpack this topic of love and sacrifice. And the first scripture is the book of John, 15:12-13. And then the second scripture is 1 John 4:7-12. And you guys would be real proud of me because I have my Bible. I had to find me a bookmark. I had to do some little rabbit ears or whatever you do to the pages instead of using my app this morning. So you can actually hear it crumbling. So this is John 15, verse 12. And it reads, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you." So actually, I read a little bit extra, but that's John 15:12-13. So the next set of scripture is 1 John 4, starting with verse 7. It reads, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. That is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. So that is the two scriptures for this morning, and really focusing on love and sacrifice. And so I got a couple of insights from the scriptures that are read. Now, the first insight I got, like I can hear someone not on mute. I don't know what that was. Okay, sorry. So the first insight that I got is, you know, first, in order to love, you got to give something up, right? So in 1 John 4, it talks about how God gave up something or someone, which was his Son, his only Son, for us because he loved us, right? So the concept is you got to give something up if you love. And then in John 15, it talks about how there's no greater love than to lay down one's life. So in reading this passage of scriptures, I can see that love requires sacrifice. It requires giving up of some things. And, you know, I think as Christians, we would all agree that we are called to live like Jesus, right? And Jesus' life was a life of sacrifice and giving up of things. You know, I often read, and I feel like every time Jesus was walking somewhere, somebody stopped him, right? Somebody inconvenienced him. So he took his time to help people. He gave up his time. He gave up his talent, his love, ultimately his life, to help people, to heal them, you know, or sometimes just to listen to them. And so as Christians, as we're called to model out a life after Christ, we're also called to make a life of sacrifice. Just as Jesus was called to give up things, so are we. Right? So that's the first insight from the scripture, is that in order to love, you got to give something up. The second insight I got from the scripture was that I can't love God without loving others. So John 15, that we, you know, the verse we just read, it starts with, my command is this, love each other. So it starts with you're commanded to do this, which, you know, it feels kind of military-ish, but it definitely got my attention, the use of the word command. So it's like an order. So it doesn't even feel like I have another option. But it's saying, my command is this, love each other. So it's something that we're called to do, we're required to do. Also, if we look in 1 John 4, it tells us we can't love God without loving others. So we're commanded to love God, or commanded to love others, and then said, matter of fact, you can't love me, which we all want to do, right? We all want to say, oh, I love God and show our love for God. But he's like, hey, to do that, you got to love that person over there. You know, you got to love that neighbor. You got to love that person who maybe you don't exactly like. You got to love someone, and here's the challenge. You got to love someone that's not your family, right? Because a lot of people can give examples of how they sacrifice for their children. And I'll be the first one to say, you know, I have kids, but sacrificing for my children almost comes natural to me, right? It feels like I'm wired somehow to do that. So I still, you know, it's a sacrifice, but can we stretch ourselves to make sure we're sacrificing and showing love for those outside of our immediate family as well? So those were a couple of the insights I got this week when reading my scriptures in John. And hopefully, you know, the topic of love and sacrifice resonates with you this morning. Hopefully it touches your heart. You know, my prayer for me and others is that I'll grow in my ability to love like God. I'll grow in my ability to love God, to love others, and also have a heart that is willing to sacrifice for others. All right? So that's it. That's all I have. Let's have a word of prayer and close it out. Father God, we just come before you this morning, God, to thank you, God. Thanking you for your word, God. Thank you for the word providing insight, providing direction, providing a blueprint for how we should live, God. God, we thank you, God, for your word, because sacrificing for others, loving others is not something that's always innate, God. God, we thank you that we can lean on you as our source of love, God. We can lean on you as our source to help enable us to sacrifice for others, God. We can lean on you when we're tired and don't necessarily want to be inconvenienced, God. You are our strength, God. You are our source, God. And we just thank you, God, for that privilege, that friendship we have with you, that support system we have with you. God bless everyone that joined this prayer call this morning, God. Let them feel your presence throughout this day, God, like never before, God, and bring them back next week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. So you guys have a wonderful day. Check out our website if you want to see the latest happenings at discoverlifega.org. Don't forget to join us online for Sunday service. Also, we're having Bible study on Wednesday night. All right, this is Melinda Simmons. Have a blessed, blessed day. Thank you.